Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And we told you a little bit earlier about this IDF soldier, killed as a Palestinian tanker rams West Bank bus stop. Footage shows a truck careening full speed into a guard post near recently legalized Givat Asaf settlement. Seven Palestinians were killed in a different incident. But let's talk about what happened with this fuel tanker, because that is potentially very, very dangerous. And are we seeing a movement, and are we seeing a trend towards this type of attack? Lawrence Asif is the emergency responder at Magen David Adom. He joins us this morning. Lawrence, good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Howard?
I am good, thank you. So first of all, before we talk about the general situation, let's just understand and unpack a little bit what happened yesterday.
Well, at 9:53 yesterday morning, the Magen David Adom call center in Jerusalem received a report about a gas tanker that had rammed into a bus stop and a pedestrian near the Givat Asaf junction, as you said. And this is in the Binyamin area, which is just north of Jerusalem. Magen David Adom medics and paramedics were quickly on scene, and they reported that a tanker had rammed into a bus station and seriously injured a 20-year-old male who was unconscious with critical multiple injuries. These types of scenes are very complex and troublesome, as there was a suspicion that if it's a terror attack, then the gas tanker could have been rigged to explode, which wasn't the case in the end. So the medics managed to evacuate the injured male, and they left the tanker to be handled by the fire brigade, police, sappers, and other security personnel who arrived on scene. There were soldiers and a armed civilian in the area, and they managed to neutralize the driver, 50-year-old Palestinian from Rafat, which is just north of Jerusalem. Sadly, the soldier, Staff Sergeant Jerry Hungar, he was seriously injured, and later he succumbed to his wounds from the attack. He was a new immigrant from the B'nai Menashe community, and friends reported that he was a humble, patriotic, and he really enjoyed serving in the army. And these ramming attacks aren't new, and they have been perpetrated using trucks, tractors, cars all over the country. I recall a digger in Jerusalem overturning cars on their occupants in Jerusalem a few years back.
Yeah.
And to try and prevent these types of attacks, metal poles have been installed around bus stops in sensitive areas, but they only affect if commuters or pedestrians are behind the poles, which is not always the case.
It's just not practical.
Absolutely. So these terrorists see that there's someone out of the sort of enclave of these poles and last-minute ram into them.
Does this indicate or has there been an uptick in this in this type of attack? And if so, what does it indicate?
Well, we haven't seen ramming attacks lately, but there is definitely a trend of far more attacks or attacks being planned in the West Bank. In the last 7 days, seven people have been killed in the West Bank from terror attacks. And there's a lot of motivation by Hamas operatives in the West Bank and the Islamic Jihad movement as well to show solidarity and identify with what's going on in Gaza. Obviously, the media does not report or does not know about all the potential terror attacks that are thwarted, but the General Security Service has reported that nearly every day they have a serious terror attack that's been thwarted, or I don't know if you've seen, but there have been drone attacks in the West Bank that have taken out terrorists that were on the ticking bombs, so-called, to take out terrorists on their way to attacks or just before they are on their way out to terror attack. So the West Bank and Jerusalem is really, really sensitive and volatile at the moment. And the security forces here are doing whatever they can to not let it spill over into another major intifada as we've seen in the past.
Does this maybe indicate a potential weakness or defeat of Hamas to some extent? Because if there is if their capability is reduced, they will look to do harm elsewhere.
Yes, absolutely. We've seen, we saw yesterday that Gallant, the defense minister, showed a document written by one of the senior commanders of Hamas in the Gaza area to Sinwar and his brother, saying, we've lost 60% of our people, we've lost 90% of our firing power, and so Hamas is looking for ways to perpetrate terror attacks in other areas, and one of the areas is the West Bank, so they still have firing power and armed forces there. So,
how strong is Hamas in the West Bank?
The surveys say that there is a lot of identification. A lot of people show solidarity with Hamas in the West Bank, but when push comes to shove, I'm not sure that they really want to live under Hamas rule in the West Bank. But there is definitely an uptick in the amount of support and solidarity with Hamas.
So the fact that this is happening still at this stage, much more in the West Bank, is there a concern that this is now, I mean, and obviously it starts to spill over, but is there a higher alert, let's say from a Magen David Adom perspective, are you more aware and on higher alert in the major cities as well?
Absolutely. Usually at the Magen David Adom stations, dispatch stations, have 2, 3, 4 ambulances, and now if you drive past, you can see that there are at least twice as many ambulances on alert, with drivers who know each driver knows exactly which ambulance he'll be driving, and that is definitely the case. It's so volatile that anything can happen in any area, so we are definitely on high alert and very well prepared.
Lawrence Seif, thank you as always. Stay safe. Keep doing the good work that you do. Lawrence is an emergency responder at Magen David Adom.